Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge your creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also thankful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health and wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the condition and the events of my life. For this, my soul is back. Embrace your thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so yes. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. So, today I want to talk about staying true to your purpose. You know, if we were talking about playing a video game or putting together a profile on Twitter, or if we were talking about going to a party, a dance, a concert, or even going to work, most people would have a plan of action, an idea of how that's going to go down, what they might be wearing, what they might want to say, how they want to act. Okay? But I have to say, there are so few people out here who have a business in life, and then stay true to the purpose. Now, so many people are aware of their abilities, their skills, their talents, okay? But they still don't know what to do with it. They haven't figured out what the purpose is, what the plan should be. So therefore, they find themselves wandering through the wilderness, trying to see where they fit. And they are somewhat unaware of the fact that they are here to continue the creation. Now, it doesn't really matter whether you believe in creation or you believe in the Big Bang Theory and how everything has evolved. Because I think it's all the same thing. The point is, we are here to continue this creation. And as long as man has been on the planet, he has, she has, created things that were better for the environment, for the family, for themselves, providing shelter, food, clothing, all the basic necessities, and then beyond that, so many are devoid of purpose. No particular plan of action, just dealing with problems or issues that come up there, and they just try to survive. Now, let me just shed a little light on something here. We are not here to simply pacify some narcissistic being with our ramblings and our shortcomings and our mistakes. No, instead, we are here to continue the creation. We made the image and likeness of our Creator. Okay? We are co-creators with God. Everything that you do serves a purpose and it causes an effect. Everything you say, everything you believe, everything you feel, produces an effect. When you can truly understand those two points, then you will understand how it is your responsibility, your obligation, bring your purpose to the forefront of your mind. Bring your purpose to the forefront of your mind and make it the number one thing that takes precedence over everything in order to live a life of unlimited joy. Oftentimes people come to me and they ask, why is my life so messed up? It's like if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. It's like everything is going wrong in my life. And they can just give me a whole list of stuff. They can just spout it off. Da-da-da-da-da. And it is truly pitiful. Okay? And when they get through with their rant, usually I say something to the effect, so what have you done about all this? Well, what could I do? It wasn't my fault. This happened, that happened. This one died, that one got hurt, had to take care of this one, lost my job, didn't have any money, had to move, was homeless, blah, blah, blah. And they go through this whole long story as if they had absolutely nothing to do with the event or the conditions in their life. And so what happened is, and I grant you, eventually, you know, life kind of beat the crap out of them and they had nothing else to give. Now, I can tell you, I can talk for hours about what's wrong with that statement, but let me tell you something. Here's what you need to know. As a creator, a co-creator with God, it is not for you to stand by and let things happen and see what happens next. You are a creator. What you do is create. You decide. You determine what happens next. Okay? Some of the things that have transpired in your life have probably happened in an effort to get you to move. Okay? If you see a storm coming, by all means, don't be there when it arrives. Okay? Some things don't take a lot of smart. Some things are just obvious. If you see the tornado on the way, I suggest you take shelter or get out of the way. Get out of its path. If you see death and destruction coming at you, move. But if instead you stand there and do nothing and wait and see what happens, you will be a casualty in the mix. Guaranteed. Okay? Always with effect. Based upon the cause. And cause you did not leave move, be someplace else, do something else, make another decision. Then you became a part of that effect. Remember this. All that you want, need, and desire is attainable. You see evidence of that in other people living their dreams. Look around. Pay attention. Look at the celebrities, the stars, okay, the entertainers, the CEOs, the CFOs. Look at the great coaches and gurus, televangelists. Look at everybody living their dream except you. Don't feel bad. It's not just you. Okay? Because there's a lot of other people that are doing the same thing, waiting for the Savior to come, waiting for someone to come and relieve them of their misery, waiting for someone to deliver them from the hell of their own creation. And I know this sounds a little harsh today, but it needed to be said. When you are living your purpose, you stay committed to your purpose. When you don't allow yourself to get sidetracked, and therefore, it's being true to your purpose, you will find the universe will rise up and meet you, and your life takes on a new dimension, and you get to live your dream as well. You see, your purpose does not and should not elude you, should not elude you at all, okay? It should be in the forefront of your mind. It should be the reason you breathe. As a co-creator with the divine, it is your purpose to create. And your creations should be based upon your skills, your talents, your abilities, your hope, your dreams, your desires, the gift that you bring, that which you know, and share with the rest of us. That's how the universe compensates you. When you live your purpose and you give the gift that you innately have, you're compensated. Now, that's a plan worth living for. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Let's put your plan of action together so that you can live your purpose, so that you can live a life of unlimited joy. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do, and know that I love you.